around someone who had COVID, so she wasn't sure if she was exposed and then was exposed to her parents, so they're on the safe side. That's why they weren't here Sunday. So otherwise they would have been here. And we've got our, we got any more requests that aren't on the list? Any? Oh, yeah. Of course. Well, Hassan? He shouldn't have any problem with that. Wow. Sheesh. You know, I'm retired, so I don't go through the VA. I've got the TRICARE for life insurance, so I've never had to actually go to the VA hospital or anything like that. So I'm glad I've got the other. Of course. All right. Okay, so we've got the usual. I'm going to give you an update on my friend Denver. And he's been in bed for 4 months, so but he's doing good, all things considered. He's just having problems with one of his legs. Some nerve damage, if he can get that settled out, then he'll be able to be moving around. But even if that doesn't happen and has to be in a wheelchair for a while, that's still a big step from where he was. And so that's a praise. All right, and
Claudia's going for that test Friday. CTA.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She finally got her. She got her insurance and all squared away.
That's not the original test.
Oh, wow.
It's Friday, sir.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to go down their list real quick.
Jeff, just one more thing. I talked to Claudia just a few minutes before we came, and you said you talked to Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
Claudia said that Dolores had gone back to the hospital.
She did.
Found out she had an infection, and then they sent her home.
Yeah, but he said she's doing better. Yeah. Yeah, she was there 3 days, I think he said. Oh.
And then they sent her home.
Oh, okay. That was after the 3 days. Oh, all right. Okay, so we got the children's home. And Harold Dolph, Leonard and Dolores were talking about Cece Pestridge with her pacemaker defibrillator. Claudia Darby, we all know her story. I think everybody that's here, and we're not on the internet, so. And continue to pray for her. Tracy Reese, another one we're going to lose and move into Helen. So, Connie Norton, Trail's wife, is still having heart issues, and got my sister-in-law. I haven't had any updates on her yet. I got to get back with them. And of course, Don and Carla, and they celebrate 20 years, I think it was, and they put out a ton of Bibles, and Selah and his class, huge supporters of that. And then Randy and Diane Ely. I don't know all the details, but they want prayer. And the Dailies and the Ashworths, Barbara Anderson, which I need to go by and see her again. Jimmy and Jenny Clanton, shut-ins, the McCrickards and Joyce Manning. Has anybody heard anything from Joyce Manning? I hadn't heard from her in ages. That's something Claudia does. She keeps up with that. And she's not here, or I'd ask her. But, well, that's something we need to try to do something, or at least find out more about where she's at. Of course, James Tolan, Brown Marines, Payton Cochran, Navy, Kevin Brook, Champion Christian College. And he's here with us now. I don't know when. I guess he goes back probably in a couple of weeks or something. All right, so if those that want to come forward, come and kneel and pray, and then those who want to stay where you are, you can stay where you are. I'll pray, and then I guess after I'm finished, we'll continue. Dear Lord, we just thank you for being able to come here and learn from your word tonight, Lord. And we do ask you, of all the people we were praying for, I should have mentioned the preacher and his family, Lord, and just ask that you would be with them in a special way. And I know they're celebrating Christy's birthday and everything, and just we trust they'll have a good rest and then come back here ready to go again. And we just thank you for Brother Justin and Christy and Lily, and just ask that you would watch over them and give them a safe trip back with us. We just, of course, pray for the Leonard and Dolores, Lord, and so many others that we've mentioned, Lord, and Claudia, continual thing with her. And you've been with her, though. She's still hanging in there, and we thank you for that. And we do ask that you be with those that are in the service and the Marines and Navy and then Christian College and just all the people in our church who are many, and some are probably on vacations trying to get that last little rest in before school starts again. And we just ask that you give them each a safe journey home. Thank you for all of our many blessings. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Okay, now let me see. All right, I gave each one of you a hand. I missed something. Yeah. We're going to get into a few of the types and shadows. These are basics. There's a ton of them. And I have a link that you can get into. I didn't think to put them on the copy and then copy them all. At the last minute I remembered it, but I'll give you that link if you want it. There's like over 100 some odd that are If you've got a Scofield Bible, you can get in the subject topic index and turn to 52, I think, something like that, and look, do a search on Christ types of, and there's about 72 of them. So there's a bunch of them you can see there. Okay, well, I'll go on and do this. But with all that said, we're, of course, types point, passages in the Old Testament that point to the New Testament. And the main thing, the main ones I concentrated on tonight are Jesus' crucifixion and what he did for us on the cross. And so I'm going to do the old rugged cross. 305. The types, of course, we know we have the Passover is in Exodus 12:11, and then we have the fulfillment of that in John 1:29, 1 Corinthians 5:6-7, and 1 Peter 1:18-19. Would somebody read Exodus 12:11, and then I'll go on and get started with this. Keep reading.
And
Yes.
Upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will
That's
press
the
over
one.
You. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.
Okay, and then someone read the New Testament verses there. It's right across from Passover.
John 1:29.
Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. All right, let's do 1 Peter 1:18-19. So we can see here that, of course, I'm preaching to the choir literally tonight. You all know this or are familiar with this. But it's a good thing to be reminded of, and that just to get a, you know how that all of Christ's coming was referred to. We have types and indications from the very beginning, even in the Garden of Eden when God skinned an animal to cover Adam and Eve's shame, their nakedness, which is symbolic, of course, of sin, and that was the first sacrifice was by God. To man, by God for man. And we know that they continued to offer sacrifices because we have with Cain and Abel, you know, the one's sacrifice wasn't accepted because he was presenting the works of his hands, his plants. He was a gardener. Farmer, whatever. And God didn't honor it, of course. He didn't like that, and he got mad at his brother Abel and killed him. But throughout, at least some, up to a point, continued to have offer sacrifices. And then, of course, we have the establishment of the tabernacle in the wilderness and ultimately the temple, and the people then were able to have those sacrifices back then it was a covering for sin, but it didn't last. It was once a year. You had to keep doing it over and over and over. Of course, we know when Jesus came, he was the final sacrifice. There wasn't any need. And isn't it odd how the Jews, after the temple was destroyed by Titus, they quit offering sacrifices. And we know that the veil of the temple was rent in two. And when Jesus was crucified, that was a pretty good indication that God was done with sacrifices, other than the one sacrifice Jesus made for us on the cross. see, let's take a look at the ram. Somebody read Genesis 22:13. Nice and loud, because you don't have a mic.
And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for burnt offering in the stead of his son.
That's pretty obvious type there, isn't it? And that's the substitution there, a type of substitution. Of the substitution, how Christ substituted for us, who he who knew no sin took on sin for us and took our place and served as our substitute. And then see what the New Testament has to say. And Hebrews 10, 5 through 12. Anybody? Hebrews 10, 5 through 12. Yeah, go ahead. Nobody else is doing it.
Therefore, when you come into this world, you pay a sacrifice and offering up, please not. But a body passed out compared to sin. And burnt offerings and sacrifices for thou hast had no place. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God.
All right, okay.
One more.
Oh, all righty.
But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God.
Okay, so we can see there how he was offered as a sacrifice for us, and with the type of the ram here, he was our substitution. And that points to the role that Jesus played as our substitute. And Abraham, yeah, you can see him there. Just kind of look at him. You can look at the scriptures if you want. If anybody wants to read one, they can, but we know that Abraham here is a type of God the Father offering his son to as a sacrifice. And then Isaac is again a type of Christ in that he Isaac was a in that he was willing to be sacrificed. Now, the Bible says that God instructed Abraham to bind him and put him on the altar. And when I read that, I was thinking about that, and I thought, well, I thought this is a type of him being willing, but we do know that Jesus himself was bound, and he could have fought back. I mean, he could have called legions of angels down and wiped the whole mess out if he'd have wanted to. Peter tried to give him a little hand there, you know. Peter tried to help him out a little bit with that, and took off his Malchus. Say who? Malchus? Malchus. Malchus. Took his ear off. I've heard different ones say he just, his aim was off. He was really shooting for his head. Missed. So, but he didn't do that. He went willingly, and that is the type that we have with Isaac. And like I said, there's those of you that have a Scofield Bible. He's got a list there in the subject heading. Under Christ types of. So you can look those up, and you, as you're reading, and if anything is a type, in addition to those, there's I think like over 100 some odd references to, well, it's a combination of types, shadows, and patterns. And yep, and that's what we can count on him doing that, and he has done it, and he'll continue to do it. And I'm just going to let y'all, let's just kind of do what Sharon just did. Some of you just, you know, pick one out. Some of you have... Yeah. Absolutely.
That's my favorite verse.
Okay, the bronze serpent. Somebody, Genesis 3:14-16. takers?
Satan and the serpent in the Garden of Eden.
Now this is where, and as well, in John 3:15, Jesus says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So that you have the type in the Old Testament where Moses, when the people sinned, there were fiery serpents among them. God sent the fiery serpents among them. And a bunch of them died. And so they were begging for mercy. And so God did. He had mercy on them. And he instructed Moses to put up a pole with a brazen or bronze serpent on it. And if they looked on that serpent, then they would be healed of their snake bite. And so that's the type. And then we find the fulfillment of that in John 3:15. There where... Okay, yeah, that was in later on when the instruction was given.
And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it up
on
a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Numbers 21:9.
Yeah. Okay. I'm beginning to wonder if I got the right one for a minute. And we are. Okay, so we've got the bronze serpent. Well, we mentioned Isaac. We've covered all the ones here. And then there's of course, everything that is in the temple. A lot of things that are in the temple are symbols or types of Christ in the New Testament. There's others for the church and so on. And I'm going to wrap this up real quick here. And up here we have okay, that's in Genesis 22. I didn't make a note of that here. Let's see. Somebody looked that up. Celon, who looked that up, it's where that I have here, I didn't write the verses down. And the angel of the Lord, it's the last part there where Abraham's going to sacrifice. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Is this thing working?
Yeah, but you keep turning away from it, and that's when we can't hear you when you turn away.
When
you turn your back away, the color,
you can't hear me when I'm... I thought that's what this was for. I didn't think I had to worry about that. Well, that's why nobody's reading. I didn't know that. I thought this took care of that. Did it fall off? Well, I'm sorry. I wish somebody would have said something earlier. Can you hear that?
I can hear you.
Can you hear it now?
Yes.
That was it then. It's kind of hard for me to do this. I forgot. Well, I didn't have this up close enough. It's in Genesis 22, around, I think, 11, somewhere in there, 22, 11. It's the last part there where... Yeah, on through there. That's what I have up here. And I know you can't see it. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven.
Yeah, that's verse 11.
Okay, well, yeah, go on and read that.
And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I.
All right, keep going. Okay, keep going.
Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught a thicket by its horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as he said, in this day in the mouth of the Lord it shall be seen.
God will provide. Okay, me and Sharon had a little discussion about that, where God said that, you know, you offered your only son, that you're willing to offer your own son. Well, we know he had Ishmael. He fathered Ishmael. Any comments on that? What they think that means? That was it. He didn't recognize it. He didn't recognize him as a son. I thought that was. Of course, the Arabs don't like that. You'd get a little rise out of one of them if you tried to mention that. And I think I'm going to, what is it? Yeah, I'm going to call it a day. So, if you would, how many of you have Schofield Bibles? I know Ceylon does. Schofield Bibles. Oh, y'all gave me one. Man, I'm so glad we're not on the internet. I'd probably just leave and go home. But I appreciate your patience, and I apologize for not having the mic in the right place. I didn't realize nobody was hearing me. I was wondering why nobody was breathing. You didn't hear me ask you to do it. All right, well, that's enough of that. And again, I didn't completely finish, but all right. See, we have any comments or questions or things I didn't mention earlier that we need to. Well, thank you. A little lengthy, and I appreciate your patience. But, Brother Ceylon, would you dismiss us in prayer?
I didn't hear you, Jim, and I like the picture.
Half my picture. Half of it. Amen. There's my purpose.